Holy Father, screaming, my Lady Gaga.
Yes, you wanna look. Yes, you wanna look.
Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa.
Mia, 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 mokato. Maserati lo moto.
Aguade, liago. I'm a what time it was. Cause I put up in
the I just want to be high.
I'm in love with plenty women. I know my money, all of them. You know my card, the shape of color. I go make sure, say I must call it.
I'm going to buffet. No, my get so come on your bed. Body on check, check, check. I thought I don't mind the bed, bed, damn man.
Malaku Ivan! Malaku come!
Chebe make a samoa. Say my tukina go join court. You want to bamba? You wanna cheat with the big boys?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome. It's a blessing today. It's a blessing. It's a great time. And guess what? We're back here in the studios of Radio Fab. And this is my house and presented to you by Dachula Sherbrooke. We had a little issues, technical issues last week. We did a full presentation on how Kai was in Nigeria. The fun part, the amazing part, the beautiful part, all in general. Like we really spoke about it last week, but the painful part was we had technical issues, which I can't really go deeply into, but nothing more. Yeah, we are again this week, beautifully and healthy sound and trust me, it's another beautiful one. And trust me, you're going to enjoy this day. Trust me. I'm promising you. Trust me. We've got a lot to cover up, starting from like Rema's new car, the entertainment body, the new music being released, what's topping on the charts, what's trending and what's raining. So generally, we've got a lot to cover up today. And we're going to be talking about the songs we're also going to be listening this very hour. So trust me, just wrap yourself up, get a popcorn or whatever, or wear your dancing shoes. This is Afrobeat. This is not a Justin podcast, it's a dancing podcast. So get your dancing shoes ready while we turn things up, and trust me, it's gonna be amazing today. I already know that, I can sense that, I can see that. So my name is Dachula Sherbrooke once again, and I'm in the studios of Radio Fab here in Fabriano. It's a beautiful weather, it was great today. It was great today, trust me. I can sense the summer already coming. So we're gonna be losing this in a jiffy. Yeah, we're gonna be losing this in a jiffy. We're gonna be leaving the jackets and all of those things, trust me. And it's one of the best weather, and Europe is again my city in general. The region of Marquee is gonna be piled up with a lot of foreigners, because that's where they love to come to cheap, because we've got the cool weather here, trust me, for the summer. So we're not talking too much. Our first song for today is Only Way. And when we're back, we're going to be talking just a little bit about the song and going straight to what we've got for us today.
Ooh yeah, ooh yeah, yeah. You already know. Yelling, but government know they care. Many people they for streets with their pally, cause it's there. And we know we carry gala, we know go fit to for fans. Now why them body para like a choco, he go to do mopo, and one more loto, show more. Come in living, now like them be boko, if you see their logo, and one more logo, show more. I be vanish, I de Colorado, me and my sacco, I till us a joe, show more. It's all that you go hard or you go home, and me a loco, I came from ghetto, show more. So my, that is only way, that is only way we survive, that is only way, that is only way we survive, that is only way, that is only way we survive. But there is no change, so we can't stop. Can't stop. Our government be acting like a crocodile. If you see your daily bread, but I thank God. There is no time to the world, but the dream is a family. With my six figure, come up with family. Yeah, to the call, go back giddy. My feelings, they lock it up in me, my glass ceiling. Say you feel me, cause I don't wanna go back to the broke days. I'm on the fast lane, fast money, be me late, pass on my task. I pray for steady cash in that too, all the HK, because that is only where we sustain. Say you know, now why them body para like a choco, you go to the mopo, I'm on my loto, show more. For me, levy, now like them be boko. If you see their logo, I'm on my logo, show more. I be vanish, I de Colorado, me, I'm a sacco, I till a sajo, so more. It's all that you go hard or you go home, I'm you a loco, I came from ghetto, show more. Show more, yeah. That is only way, that is only way we survive.
Okay, that was Only Way, and trust me, it's gonna be a great time. As I said, that was Only Way, and I can't really remember the name of the artist. Talked about it last week, but trust me, so generally when I do, I'm gonna tell you. Mom is a young promising artist coming up, trying to do something great for himself. Generally, just and the song was talking about the street in general, if I can emphasize on that. The song was talking about the street in general, talking about the only way the youths are meant to survive at this very moment, that the government are not caring about the citizens and all of those. It's just more like him describing his struggle in the street and nothing more. But it's a beautiful song, trust me. He attached it to a little bit of Yoruba, and which is popularly we are Afrobeat grew from, generally, like from the legend of Fela Kuti. Like generally he had a little bit of Yoruba. I guess he's a Yoruba guy, I can't really tell more, but with the way he sounds, he's kind of a Fuji Afro guy. So beautiful song, I can say once again. And welcome to the show, and as I said, that was Only Way, and today we're going to be talking more and, you know, listening to less music, because we have a lot to wrap up. And starting from, we're going to be talking about whiskey. Like, I know I'm going to offend a lot of FCs. That's Whiskey FCs. I really don't know what he's thinking. Like, I don't know. But I believe, as they say, everybody has their own opinion over things, trust me. But him coming out to say he's not an Afrobeat artist, man. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I got a wrong or edited quote, because the snapshot that I saw online, people were posting, was him, was from his own Instagram handle, yes, if I'm not making any mistake, to say, please, who the beer at Wizkid Ayo? Not be Wizkid, I really don't understand when he made that quote, and I was like, what was he really thinking about? Like, seriously speaking, I really don't know what to say. No words, but him not describing himself as an Afrobeat artist. I mean, not gonna allow me cut on him not describing himself as an Afrobeat artist. Please, Wiz, make it make sense. What should we see you as? Be specific. Like, I guess you are not an Afrobeat singer. There's one thing people fail to understand when it comes to music general in general. People fail to understand that the way this song. The song is being made. That's how the genre is being categorized. It's not what you feel when doing the song, trust me. And you can't sing a country song because it's slow and vibey and you name it an R&B song. No, it comes with the instrument being used. Like, you can't use an African instrument to make your music, and at the end of the day, you're telling me it's not an Afrobeat song. Sorry if I'm making, I'm here to learn too, but trust me, I really don't know what Wiz was thinking when he just took himself. And according to the post, if I'm not going to be mistaken, because I would like to quote him right, he said, this his next album, which is going to be coming out, is not an Afrobeat album. And if you listen to Afrobeat, the album is not going to be for you. So Well, I just don't know how to describe it. Maybe FCs we explain better. Maybe Wizkid FC we explain better. But trust me, I'm really eager and willing to hear from them. I really want to learn, as I said. Let them educate me. Probably, maybe I don't know much about music that much, so they can be able to explain to me what he was trying to say or what he meant by such statement. So, no hating, man. But I just want to say it's going to be a wrong thing for him to say such a thing. As I said before, I am not yet to throw stones. I'm also yet to learn. So we're not talking too much right now. We have Kai and Jackie, the girl from Ghana. Beautiful song. She's been making all the way. And I guess she made, what is the name of that song? I can't really remember. Which the remix she featured on Mali. It's been in heat. And since then, I guess she's been making songs, but trust me, nothing has really been on the chart for a very long time. But with Kai right now, she's back with this one, the titled Run Away.
Signal. Because you know, see, now you did for my conscience, not the reason why you did, gotta. Anytime when I say make you give me chop, you know even they try a jara. Oh my licha, oh my licha, one. Waiting there for your list, where I know fit to buy on my licha, one. See, oh my girl, I swear you they give me ginger, give me ginger, one. Girl, you they make me grace, I swear you they scatter my internet. Oh baby, no go run away.
You, baby, oh, I know that I'm out here thinking. If you really love me, choose between me and the shorties I hide it. You really think that I'm blind? I wanna do me for one night. As you they see me, I'm fragile. If you did for me, give me your loving. Put your sick, honey, I could disappear, honey.
All up in my face, she go keep passing. Come make a jam your machinery.
If you did for me, give me your loving. Sick, honey, I go disappear, honey.
Come make us solve your mathematics. Make you come solve my jack by chance.
Oh my licha, oh my licha, one. Waiting there for your list, where you know fit to buy on my licha, one. See, oh my girl, I swear you they give me ginger, give me ginger, one. Girl, you they make me crazy, I swear you they scatter my internet, oh baby, no go run away. Look in my eyes, you go feel my pain.
Okay, that was Run Away by Kaid and Jackie. As I said before, it's been long. We Nigerians heard from her, though she's from Ghana. She really popped into the Afrobeat community or the limelight when she released a song. Oh, Mamma Mia, I can't really remember the song. But she released a song and the remix was featuring Omale, and trust me, she's basically went off. I know probably she has been doing songs, because trust me, getting onto the top chart is a difficult thing everywhere around the world, not just in the in America or anywhere. You can be releasing songs after songs after songs. By the end of the day, no, trust me, it's what's going to come up there. It's going to come up there. Yeah, not be by force. So that aside, that was once again Kia. Kaid featuring Jackie. And still talking about the Wizkid Ayo thing, which he made the post. I guess this was the same guy who posted few hours. Like it was like 3 weeks ago when he said he was gonna be, you know, letting go of
music for 4 years. He posted it and he said he was going to be letting go of music for 4 years. And after all, after like 30 minutes or 1 hour, he came back and reposted and said he was coming back. But I don't want to say Wizkid is confused, but trust me, the guy needs to calm down. If he's trying to make headlines, no problem. I really don't have a problem with that. But if he's just trying to like really say what he thinks it is, man, trust me, you're really going off key at this moment. I really want them to call you to attention. You understand? This whole thing is getting out of hand. And the most funny part is this is the same guy who Afrobeat generally brought into the limelight. I'm not trying to criticize his work for the past couple of years, but trust me, I think the best album Wiz has made, apart from Superstar, has been Ayo, and I would say, apart from that, the song that really came out from Made in Lagos, apart from Essence, as I said before, I am not a sided fan of anybody, neither Bona, neither Wiz, or neither Davido, anybody, but I just love good music, trust me. I'm a fan of good music. I keep saying that. Anybody who knows me knows I love good music. But the fact is, him not being able to like understand that this is the region, it's like giving an example. You're trying to say, an hip-hop artist trying to tell you he's not going to be making an hip-hop album. I'm sorry to say, please make it make sense. Or somebody like Usher comes out tomorrow and be like, hip-hop is now Afrobeat, for example, now is taking over. I just want to do more of Afrobeat and less of what I was known for. Trust me, it's like you're trying to scare away your fans. I don't know how to say this. I understand a lot of FCs were like, yeah, but trust me, what I think, I need to say what I think. What I think is, Wiz is going to make an album, which he knows Nigerians are going to criticize. He knows, I know what I'm saying. He knows Nigerians, because at the moment, a lot of Nigerians really want to listen to Afrobeat since the sound is taking over. And not even just Nigerians in general, but a lot of people around the world. If you're an Afrobeat artist, you should be an Afrobeat artist. Stick there. Even if you had fans from all over the world, you can also give them what they want. Like Burna, for example, now a Burna boy can do Afro R&B, because I keep saying what he's missing is the instrument you're using to make your sound is an Afrobeat instrument. It's not about the song you're making, it's not about how the rhythm is going, the instruments that you're using in making the sound. If I can hear a tumbo and some other African instruments on your album, it makes it an Afrobeat album. Please don't get it twisted. I don't want anybody to tell me. For example, I would say Essence is an Afrobeat song. Yes, if you listen to the instrument, it's an Afrobeat song. So I don't know how to describe this anymore. If there's anyone out there who wants to correct my opinion on this, please, I'm willing to learn. But on the other hand, I keep saying Wiz should rethink this thing and remake it to it and make it clear to us what he was trying to say. Without talking too much, I have King Promise featuring Young John, Terminator. I'll be back.
If you understand me or not, misunderstand me or not, me, I'm okay. And if you think I'm wrong or not, long as it's what I want, me, I'm okay. Cause who are you to judge me like say you be holy past? I did love my life, get my peace of mind, better try survive. That's my body, nobody holy bars. And my happiness comes first. I never come left to stress. Yeah. I be like Terminator. I did deliver. I pass it, doctor. I be like Terminator. I did deliver. I pass it, doctor. I'm
nobody an explanation. I don't need nobody motivation.
Now my happiness consign me. Happiness consign me. Now you consign me.
You don't pay. We are no one they go be paid day. But right now.
Now my happiness consign me. Happiness consign me. Now you consign
me. So don't come tell me something I know. You want to do what me for dear. Don't let nobody play with your confidence. Your confidence. Oh, this Sarah, Sarah, what should be, will be. You want to do what me for dear. Don't let nobody play with your confidence. Your confidence. Oh,
who are you to judge me like say you be holy pass? Try so hard. We all be sinners, my body, nobody will be bad. And my happiness comes first. I'll never come to life to stress. Yeah.
Nah, ooh, I be like Terminator. I the deliver. I pass it, doctor. Nah, ooh, I be like Terminator. I the deliver. I pass it, doctor. Nah, ooh, I be like Terminator.
That was King Promise featuring one and only Young John. And for those who don't really know Young John, if you really came into the music in the early 2020-2021, Young John is officially a producer right from time. He made hits that you might not know of, but you might have heard of it. A lot for Olamide, and right now, I don't know what just happened. It just flipped from being a producer into a musical artist. Probably, as I said last week before, probably he had a passion for it, or you already knew how to, if case not taken, you might not be surprised that he probably might have been like the brain or the songwriter behind most of Olamide's good songs, especially the one he produced. Because most of us don't understand one thing when it comes to this music thing. Like, a producer is literally like more of the most talented person in a music group. I know what I'm saying. A producer is more like the most talented person. He's not just the artist that goes up on stage and sings the song. Most of the time, most producers are the one who write the song, produce the song. They already know how the song is going to go. So all they just do is, probably they think, if I'm going to put this out, I don't really have the voice for it. Or people just know me as a producer, so I can't really put this out. So that's just it. And it wasn't more of a surprise when I even heard Tekno was the one who produced it for Davido, sang the song, finished, did everything. It was like, no, I'm going to give the song to Davido. And trust me, that song, Davido, to this very moment, is still appreciating it because it was the song that brought Davido back to, like, the music world back again. Like, not that it was off, but generally I can say it was one of his biggest hits. At this, to this very moment, it is one of Davido's biggest songs. So that's for that. We'll be talking about Wizkid's opinion on him not being an Afrobeat artist if you're just coming in. Trust me, as I said before, I don't know how he describes his sound, because people just think artistry is about what's it called? How you do your thing. But trust me, it's about how your career is being formed. How will I put it? Like, how your music, your style, everything. Like, okay, let's give an example. If you see a rock artist, for example, it is easy to know this person is a rock artist. If you see, what is it called? A country artist, it is very, very easy. If you see an hip-hop artist, trust me, they don't need to even tell you this guy is a rapper. Or neither if he's not a rapper, but an hip-hop artist, it is very, very easy. So what I'm trying to say is, the music genre as a big thing is not just a thing, but it's also a lifestyle. Like I read that about hip-hop in general. Also as Afrobeat, Afrobeat consists of the culture, the dressing. If you can look at a proper Afrobeat
music video, you will see that the dress code of that video is far but different from a way when you see an R&B artist dresses or a country artist dresses. So what I'm trying to say here is Wizkid should not just say his sound might not sound like Afrobeat. Doesn't it is Afrobeat, but I don't know what, as I said before, I'm here to learn. I because I seems not to understand what he was trying to say, but him not describing himself as an Afrobeat artist, trust me, Wizkid is saying something that I don't understand. I really seems not to understand. I know it's not a big issue. I'm not his manager. I don't know what's going on. Probably maybe he wants to switch sounds. Anybody can do that, but trust me, it's gonna be difficult. And I know a lot of FCs out there who was retweeting it and were like, yeah, they were screaming, you know, on their lungs, like, yeah, we really want to, you know, FCs are FCs, fans, let me use the word, not just FC, fans are fans, they will always support you, whatever you do. But I can really say this, I know a lot of FCs who cannot relate to Wizkid's song, even if he doesn't do that. I know what I'm saying. See, I'm not gonna deceive myself. I know a lot of FCs, when Wizkid starts singing around me, I'm not called a deceiver. I said, you know what I'm saying? So since you're just speaking, I'm trying to give this as an advice, as an advice to every Wizkid fans out there. Please, with God when I decide, if I were to beg Wizkid, may just do Afrobeat for them. If not, they dance, because lyrically speaking, I'm not sure you guys can really relate, because generally speaking, as I said on my very first episode this year, I said if it is easy to quickly give out an award for this year's best verse, I guess I'm going to give it to Davido for his verse on Twerk Twerk by, what is it called, Kings Dani. And I know a lot of people who were still criticizing that very verse. See, ladies and gentlemen, I have to be sincere with you. Metaphorically speaking, lyrically speaking, like, rhythmically, everything. See, there was nothing missing on that verse. I can say it's a very long time that I can assure you that anybody has put up something so lyrically in Afrobeat for a very, very long time. I'm not deceiving ourselves. You have to put out bars to bars to relate to every single bar he was trying to pull out. The best verse of this year, trust me, it is too early to give it out. I keep saying it's Davido's verse on Twitter. So that's what I'm trying to say. If you believe that FC, like Davido, Wizkid himself is going to be able to pull out such lyrics and be like, okay, fine, may not do Afrobeat, may will not dance, then if he pulls out anything, we can be able to relate to it, then no problem. But if you can't be able to relate to it, then stop deceiving yourself and tell yourself that, come on, Wizkid's new album is going to be something you can definitely relate to. And according to my search right here, the album title is going to be called Morayo, which I don't know yet is a Yoruba name. Anybody with the name can easily translate and tell me, but I can tell you definitely that you titling your album an African name and not calling it an African album, FC, you will explain, trust me, you will explain. There's something I seem not to understand, you will explain. Well, without talking too much, I've got Jazino, Butter on My Bread featuring Last Maid. I'll come back and we'll just leave this Wizkid open and go to the next topic we have for today.
Body, butter my bread, sugar my tea, give me your cocoa. Ain't nobody touching you, wanna try it, they touching you. Everybody crushing you, but I'm wanting to marry you.
I know, go, carry another, you know, say I be complete, man. Yeah, now you're matter, it's there for my mind inside. Yeah, mommy, water, baby, give me something nice. Yeah, carry a matter, girl, I love your body.
So nice and her skin so clean. She call it my love like a sweet 60. Over and over, she can do
my thing, yeah.
She's so in love with me. It's a blessing that I found a queen. And she doesn't care if I'm poor or rich. I give her my love to eternity. Oh no, no, no. Can I promise I will be there for you? Oh no, no, no. If you ever leave, I go hunting for you. My queen, kiss you first in the morning. For me. Baby, never treat you funny, oh.
I know, carry another. You know, say I be complete, man. Yeah.
another. Girl, I love your body, yeah. I know, carry another. You know, say I be complete, man, yeah. Now you your matter, it's there for my mind inside, yeah. Now me water, baby, give me something nice, yeah. Carry a matter, girl, I love your body, yeah.
Okay, that was Jay-Z, no, featuring Last Name, Butter My Bread. That song literally, at one time, was one of the biggest songs on TikTok, at one very time, like, probably like 2-3 weeks and more. A lot of people really vibe to it, and trust me, it's a song that's really talking about a love song, which means everybody want to mess around with you, but I'm gonna be the only one who really wants to stick with you. My name is Dr. Sherbrook, and I'm still in the studios of Freddy Fab and here Fabiano, and you've been listening to My House, a program which we put together every Wednesday from 6:30 to 7:30. And trust me, all we have to do here is talk about Afrobeat in general. All we have is talk, the entertainment and it, what can I say? Anything that consists of Afrobeat in general, we talk about it on this program. Yesterday, it's like I saw Tiwa Savage posting some couple of drugs, and she captioned it, got food poisoning. So I really want to ask, who want to kill Tiwa Savage up there? Because trust me, that's how Buju posted the other time and said, you can't be going to a club and buying an expensive drink, and at the end of the day, they are selling you garbage. If you know that you are one of those people who still put out things that are not healthy for people, because I believe these people are celebrities, that's why I was saying this. Trust me, if you're still in Africa in general or even Nigeria and you are putting anything else stupid for you, see, God will ask you one day, because sincerely speaking, it is getting out of hand. And not just celebrities in general, I don't know how we still put out something and we know is not edible and we still put it out for people to consume. Trust me, it's a very wrong thing. And when I saw it, it was funny but not funny, because I felt like, where did she go to and she got people? Like, where did she go shop? She go, I don't know, you know, anybody who complains or something like that probably went to what we call Madame Put, which means roadside food. So probably that's where she went to, I don't know. But that's why it was funny. I don't know if it's funny to you, but like, how can you get, if you go to a specific restaurant, a restaurant and you get food poisoning, trust me, I don't know what to say, but I'm just saying, you have every right to sue them. But you get the food poisoning from something like that, it's not going to be nice, and it's not nice, and it's never going to be nice. It's never a great thing to talk about food poisoning. Anybody who has had it before, trust me, we know it's something they don't want to get back to, and all of those. And she also opened up, Tiwa Savage also opened up about her eyesight and what's been going on, the update and all of those. And it's something like, I wish she can really, you know, easily reflect on, but I don't know how the medical situations are going, but she just talked about it in an interview and all of that. I really didn't pay attention to it, but I just listened to the caption. And she also went back, she came back again with a very brand new single, not single, featuring Future from Odumodu Black. I heard it sniping, trust me, it was banger, and it came out last week Thursday, and we already had a program on Wednesday. So this week I was still planning to play that. I was like, no, we've got the time for that. I really want to do something for her especially, and probably I'm going to be talking about more of Tiwa Savage on that very day, probably next week if possible. So anything more than that, I really wanted to give her a day, like, you know, as the queen of Afrobeat, I keep saying. So at this moment we have Jollof, and we're going to be back in a very short time.
Again. Because for sleeping more. Your love, you touch the shack of my head. Baby, girl, I want to follow go. Follow ya. Sip it down bottom, now, but no. Sip it down bottom, now, but no. Sip it at the bottom of your love. Sip it at the bottom of your love. Sip it down bottom, now, but no. Sip it down bottom, now, but no. Sip it at the joy love for bottom. Send me a fresh one to my new one. My new. Your body that they make a man, my baby, girl, I want to follow go. Say if you not be your own, give me baby girl, I love you pretty more. Your love is that the shock of my head, baby girl, I want to follow go. Follow ya. Say put on button, I bought down. Say put on button, I bought down. Say pick it the bottom of your love. Say pick it the bottom of your love. Say put on button, I bought down. Say put on button, I bought down. Say pick it your love for bottom. Say me a press one to my new one.
I'm very much interested in the bottom of your love. Will you give me one chance for me to prove my love? I'm not here to play games, I'm here to invest in your body, baby girl. Namo, just the bottom of your love, Africa.
Namo, uno gini don't come again.
Okay, that was bottom. Sorry, not bottom. That was Jollof by French Bros. Sorry. The truth is, the sound bottom part now, it has already stuck in my head. I'm sorry. It's because that's the most trendy part on the song on TikTok. The most trendy part in the song on TikTok. The thing is, when I first came across this song, I thought it was not a real song. I just thought it's one of those, you know, content creators who just made a sound and put it out there for people to be vibing to and all of this. But when I came across this song, I was like, shit, this shit is funny. How could you just go? Well, people are creative. I can't really say less. Trust me. People are really creative. And the most funny part is that was like the outro of the song. And it was the most interesting part of the song, trust me. And another thing, I really want to talk about this also. When it comes to these Afrobeat most Shazam song or the top 10 whatever thing, I've come to realize that sometimes you can find a song on the top 10 this week and next week it's not going to be on the top 80. Like, I don't really know. Is it that they use a lot of stream farm? I'm trying to say, because the thing is so confusing. You can find a song. I literally found a song last week on number 7, but this week is not on 1 to 50. Like, what's really going on? This stream farm of a thing, I think, is really a big deal. I know it's something that has been on for a very long time. Like, basically, I know, like, American artists uses it a lot, like, a lot. Like, you basically can just see someone drop an album, like Drake's album at one particular point when he dropped an album in less than, like, was it not 24 hours or 48 hours? That same very song got literally a billion streams. I was like, man, come on. I don't know. Maybe I don't know numbers that much, but trust me, you know how many numbers of plays it needs you to take to get to a billion streams in 24 hours. So I literally can say, the fact is, so at that time I was really kind of interested in saying that, yeah, that's when I started, you know, suspecting stream farms. So but when it came to Africa, it became another thing. Everybody was literally using stream fam. Everybody, not a big artist, but the upcoming, because I can basically say that you can find an artist, like an upcoming artist now, like a C-list artist, not even a B-list, like a C or D-list artist being on number 10 this very week. Before the next 3-4 days, they're not even, so how can you literally explain to me that
You've got a lot of people streaming your song for just 3 days. It is strange, if not for stream fam. So there is nothing more to say. And I have a very good song for you at the moment. It's called Respect by Big Step. And literally, I'm going to be back and we're going to be talking about why this song was on our list for today.
Con usted tú te la tiri, cuando camini non ti giri. Ma io so che non ho problemi, quindi faccio i cazzi miei. E con usted tu te la, quando camini non ti. Ma io so che non ho problemi, quindi faccio i cazzi miei. See me, I don't need your respect, but if you talk you collect. I just take them to reset, I know they like to relent. See me, I don't need your respect, but if you talk you collect. Cause I take them to reset. Oh, I they like to relent. Energy, energy. Nobody can touch my energy. Look at me, can't you see? No enemy fit try to face me. Even though you like what you see, you still choose to be a friend of me. So follow me, because there's so much more you need to see. See me, I don't need your respect, but if you talk, you collect. I just take them to reset. I know they like to relent. See me, I don't need your respect, but if you talk, you collect. I just take them to reset. Oh, I know they like to relent. Non mi faccio problemi, soprattutto quando non sono miei. Ma se cerchi la mia faccia, credimi che io ci sto. Non mi faccio problemi, soprattutto quando non sono miei. Ma se cerchi la mia faccia, credimi che io ci sto. Tell me what you want, ah. Is it cause I'm fine, is it cause I'm fine as fuck? Dimmi cosa vuoi da me. Perché davvero io non lo so, davanti a me. Parlano, dietro di me, parlano. I don't need your respect, but if you talk, you collect. I just take them to reset. I know they like to relent. See me, I don't need your respect, but if you talk, you collect. I just take them to reset. I know they like to relent.
Energy, energy. Nobody can touch my energy.
Okay, that was Big Step, and that song was titled Respect. Talking about Big Step, she's a Nigerian artist, you know, coming up in the UK. Basically, the first time I heard that song, I was like, what the hell is going on here? Like, literally, you can hear Italian, Yoruba, Pidgin English, English itself. Trust me, it was just, and the most funny part is, it was also an amapiano kind of beat. Not kind of beat, amapiano kind of beat. Like, I was like, man, who the hell does this kind of combination? So, I reached out to her, and I later realized she stayed in Italy, you know, a couple of years before she relocated down to the UK, and that song is literally like a banger. Literally, I can say it with all my chest open, like literally a banger. But one most important thing, like I really don't get, she's literally an Edo girl. That's the most funny part. I was like, how you tell me, please make it make sense. You speak Yoruba, okay, fine, I can understand that. Yeah, you lived, you know, a couple of years in Italy, so your Italy might be that good, you know, and fluent. Okay, I agree, but you speaking Yoruba and you being an Edo get, maybe there are a few things I have to ask. So that's why. And another thing is, I really need to bring this back to the program, because those who are just coming don't know, but on our first season, we used to do a song by every upcoming artist, whereby we put what's it called, the artist songs on, and we make a picture or like a vote on our Facebook page and make sure their fans vote for, you know, the favorites artist they want to listen to that very week. So we might probably select one of the favorite songs or reach out to the artist to make sure they send out the song. Or I can just do it my own way, as I have just done this very week. Select a random person and play the song. Like, literally, I'm not going to be playing just EU-based artists, seriously speaking. I'm going to be picking it all way around, like from Nigeria, from Cameroon, from Togo. But as far as your song consists of Afrobeat, I don't want to hear any of those hip-hop thing. Like, literally Afrobeat sound, that's what I really want to hear. So if you're an Afrobeat artist, first of all, I need to hear the, what is it called, the opinion of everybody. I really need an opinion here. Do you want me to just literally just pick any song and play it, or you want it to be a vote? Even if it is somebody that won last week has to win this week, we're going to be playing their song over and over again, every different song or every particular song, as far as the artist requests it, it's not going to be a problem. So I just need an opinion from every single person. For me, whatever you want, I can also, you know, do it. You know, as they always say, customers are always right. At this time, I'm here to serve the fans. So our next song for today is going to be Iyanya Meyoku Techno, and this one they all titled One Side, and it is the remix.
It's Iyanya.
You gonna man one side. You make me give number. Me no feel who can pass. She give me eye contact. Oh baby, just come on. Oh baby, just give me this your love. Me I go show you love. As long as you know with me, Joe. Your body must go kill a man. I know mine to be one of them. God don't be your body name. I want to make my mind a rest. Better make a day with you, cause it's so low, show down the cost. Baby, turn around, make a come on top. Be like a take it by now. You like a boss like Kana. Show to me love, Amaya. Put all the love for Charles out.
You know I got this one ticket, though you got nowhere else to go. Give me good jeans and one t-shirt, make a big carry your lodo. But to get as you they take shine, my belly talk say now your star sign. Then I mean they wanna come wine, I believe say my water go come wine. Pull up, what I do. Whatever you say, my Mona Lisa. When I roll up, I'm in Zabu. Whenever I'm down, baby, you're my ginger. Be like say not deja vu. I'm in the eye, me like a guy in me, I don't chop belly food. My abena, abena, abena.
Be like a tequila now. Be like a boss like Anna. Show to me love, Amaya. Put all the love for Trazer.
She drip down Louis B. Like say she know the thing go. Her body calling yo. To physically see the thing go. She on a mission just to hold me down inside yo. And when I see her man, they won't hold her. What is that on my toes? Baby kill on so. Baby rewind that I like it yo. Mata on your choice. When I see you, my eyes up all up. I there for you.
Okay, that was One Side by Iyanya featuring Meyoku and Techno. As I said, and I will say it again, and I will say it again. If you really are looking for an artist who you don't want him or her to steal your song away from you, don't add Meyoku. One, Bob Marley 2, Tiwa Savage 3, and what's her name again? Oh shit, Arista. Oh yes. I know there are other people, as I said, like Davido just murdered Twe Twe, for example. That's one of a 100, you know, thing. But I'm talking about literally people who do this on a daily basis. Trust me, they are going to steal your song away from you. If you don't want that, please stay away from these people I just made mention of, because they have never ever made any bad collaboration. I don't know. Like, it's like when they hear the song, when your song, official song drops, they go ahead and write their verses first. So when you call them for feature, they'll be like, ah, I was ready at the very point, so this is what I got to do. So seriously speaking, these guys are just too good for future, when it comes to featuring, sorry. So as I keep saying, my name is Dachule Shevberg, and I'm still in the studios of Radio Fab. And at these moments, will call me to the very end of today's episode. Trust me, I guess you'll love it. As I said, sorry for the interruption for last week's episode. It wasn't my fault, it was a technical error. So we've generally worked on it right now at the moment. So we're back now, and trust me, we're doing fine. So at this very moment, we have Davido featuring the Caveman and Angelique Liquid Kijo, who they did all together. They titled this one Namoni, and from the Davido's album, which he did last 2 years, which was titled Timeless. I guess that was after losing his very first son, which God re-blessed him again with the double of twins this time. So without talking too much, I have Davido Namoni featuring Caveman and Angelique Kidijo.
Well, they should know we are the Sound Killer. The Sound Killer.
There be money involved. Me, I tell her nobody, I carry and come. Give her Gucci, brother, give her Fendi and Dior. Give her everything, cause she deserve it and more.
They show this is na money.
She go roll am for me. If I go dash am money,
and now you dey take my trumbo. Like mommy, what are you fine like this? Oh, if you look well, no be only me come. I carry body there, they bring him money come. I say we no go go to the money come far. Go call your body them, say there's money on ground. They know they jump up.
She said, but this perfume should be money involved. Me, I tell her, no worry, I carry and come. Give her Gucci, brother, give her Fendi and Dior. Give her everything, cause she deserve it and more.
Today, I question what you want on all. I don't want you, I question what you want on all.
Okay, and that was Davido featuring the Caveman, and Angelique Kidijo. I really don't know how to pronounce them properly, but trust me, she's one of the greatest from Africa. Generally, I can say that, because being not just nominated, being having 4 Grammys, I think it's not just about you doing good music, but being best at what you do. So she's been blessed with that four times, and she definitely is still one of the greatest rumbora. And trust me, for her, even Petit Bonheur at the Grammys, everybody really, you know, acknowledged her for that, and it was really a great day for her. So talking about Wiz, as I said before earlier, I said we still need to hear from his AFC fans to know generally what he means by the word that he is not an Afrobeat artist. I really need to know, like, generally from everybody or anybody who can really explain to me. Probably I'm here and I really wish to learn. So generally, I really wish to learn, because the whole thing is so confusing, because generally I don't know what Wiz was trying to say, but all of his FC fans are buying to it, and I really want to say congratulations to everybody who is buying to it, but not me, trust me. I really wanted to know, and I will know. And talking about another person who really said something controversial a couple of weeks back was Ara, when she was asked that she's made the Obama playlist of the year, and she was like congratulated by an interviewer. And at the end of the day, she was asked, what about you being made the president for one day? What would you do? She said she's going to make sure women don't pay for anything anymore. And trust me, fans are always fans. And some couple of fans came out and was like, wow, it's a great deal, I love that. But why don't you just stop females from paying for your tickets, your show's ticket? It's going to be a great start. And come to think of it, it's really an opinion, or what I say, a great suggestion. Because at the end of the day, if you are still charging females for your concert, trust me, I don't know what to say. Then you'll be president for one day. Sometimes I just assume that these people just make up words and just say words just because they want to talk. So Ara, you really went off guard there, and I can say the guy really came, you know, straight to her and gave it to her. As a Nigerian boy, we say boost bass, and she collect them. Well, you know, understand. So we're wrapping up today's episode really and quickly, because our next show is coming up. What will I say? Nothing much, nothing less. We're going to be here 6:30 next week. As always, listen to good music, talk about the beautiful things we need to talk about when it comes to African entertainment and more or less. And my name still remains Dachule Sherberg, and you're still listening to the, you know, from our studios, Radio Fab. And what more can I say? See you next week, as always. Have a beautiful week ahead. And stay responsible, the most important thing. So by this time, I'll be signing out with one of the best. Also, I can call him a B-list artist, because he's really not done something great, though he has had some couple of hits, but he has really not done something impressive over the years. He's also a Maven artist. He goes by the name Crayon, and I really used to love this guy, trust me. Not used to, I still love him, but just that he was one of those artists who I used to look up to, like, man, he's gonna be one of the greatest. But trust me, he really did not put out anything that amazing since all over these years. But though he's been doing well for himself, I can always say that. But I really saw him as an A-list artist right from then, but I don't know why he's still far behind. Anything can happen, so I really don't need to judge him when it comes to that. So I can say we have Crayon featuring Arista, and the boat's title is one, Ngozi. So see you next week. I remain your humble boy, Dachule Sherberg, and salute from the studios of Radio Fab. So can't feel love taking over. On a good day, I be loner. See what you make me discover. Kelly, don't change my persona. The revelation is in order. All the pressure I've been under. Why I call you Ngozi? God don't bless me, Ngozi. No deserve this kind of loving. The loving way you show me. Private lounge in Empire. With expensive room service. No one make me do like this. Yeah, like I got you, no worries, no worries. He did do me wow, scatter my intana, baby on sala, no killing me kitana, check a love is out, a protection if you lala, every no desire, no killing me kitana, he did do me wow, scatter my intana, baby on sala, no killing me kitana. Yeah, girl, love is a wow. A possession is the lala. If you know this all out, don't kill me, Kitana. I know you're waiting now.
Hola, hola. I'm levitating, I feel like Susie when you whisper na kupenda. The thing you put for this, you're the love. Got my heart and my soul on love. And I wanna go crazy with you. Through the night till the sun come on. Let's do it all for love. There's nothing for any fucker. I never wanna lose this. To you I belong. This must be love. Did they do me wow, wow. Got my intana. Baby, you're in sala. Killing me, kitana. Check all of his hour. My passion is in lala. Every no desire. Killing me, kitana. Did they do me wow, wow, wow. Got my intana. Baby, you're in sala. Killing me, kitana. Check all of his hour. My passion is in lala. Every no desire. Everything you do me, I like. My best friend, the love of my life. I know fit day without. I be you won't make it bad. Me want my life. Hold on to. Girl, you no care I did for you. I go run the matter for me and you. Make I be the reason believing through love. Why I call you Ngozi? God don't bless me Ngozi. No deserve this kind of loving. The loving way you show me. Private lounge in Empire. With expensive room service. No one make me do like this. Girl, I got you, no worries. No worries, ah. It do me wow, wow. Scatter my intana. Baby, you're in sala. Don't kill me, kitana. Check all of his hour. My passion is in lala. Every no desire. Don't kill me, kitana.